Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Austinaut Music Podcast with your host, Dusty Vegas.
Winter stayed a long time, like a guest who can't take her hint. We're finally welcome in springtime. It's time to get the bikes out and air out the tent. Get set.
Hey there, guys and dolls. Thank you for listening to the Austinaut Music Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Dusty Vegas, here to show you the newest local music that I find in Austin. Right now, I'm coming at you, well, not live, I recorded this later, but you're listening to me, and I'm still currently in California. Though I'm not in Austin, I'm here to show you some music, and they say that a lot of California is moving to Austin, and I can kind of understand that. The two places look really similar, and I don't know, I'm up in kind of Northern California, and it's real nice. Don't get me wrong, I love Austin, but man, if I lived anywhere else. Anyway, tonight we are going to continue our little tradition of Americana that we've been on for the past few weeks. We've been on this sort of Americana kick with highs and lows and slows and fasts. And, well, today we're going to get a little bit off kilter. It's going to be a little bit different. While this is Americana tonight, we are featuring the PJs. They're here out of Austin. And really, it's Americana with a twist. The twist usually being humor. I've been talking to the members of the PJs for a while now, and let's just say that they don't take a lot of things real seriously. They've been around for a while now. The band came about when Phil, who is the vocals and one of the guitarists, used to write parody songs for Esther's Follies. And if you don't know what Esther's Follies is, look it up. It's something that every Austinite should get to know and be very proud of and help support. Anyway, he was writing parody songs for Esther's Follies, but it wasn't as artistically satisfying as he would have liked, and he wanted to change it up. He wanted to write quote-unquote real songs, and, well, he didn't want to waste, well, excuse me, not waste his time, but he didn't want to give up all of his time for Esther's Follies at that point. So he started writing materials that he wanted to use elsewhere, and he really got a kick out of it and made this band that you're about to hear called the PJs. They're really humorous, they're really funny, they're really at times sarcastic. One of their most popular songs is about a girl's 30-year-old tattoo and how parts of her body that once didn't sag, now sag. Or you have songs like this one. This song, it really goes to show that love is really a many splendored thing. That love can take us away, or somebody can take you away and love you. Basically, this song is about giving a girl ecstasy so she would fall in love with you. I don't really know if that's how it works, but it makes for a good song. Anyway, here, check this out. Kick back, tap your feet a little bit, crack a smile, and hear the PJs.
I have tried my very best, but I just can't seem to impress you. You don't ever cast a glance my way. Well, I've tried charm and I've tried wit, but you don't seem to notice it. No, you're not giving me the time of day. But if you were on ecstasy, chased your heart like a hat in a sandstorm, hoping all the while that I could transform how you feel, and yet you still resist. I've been looking my best because I adore you. I smell real nice and I open doors for you. Still you're acting like I don't exist. But if you were on ecstasy,
and so that was You'd Love Me by the PJs. And you see what I mean? They're a group of guys who really don't take themselves too seriously, which is kind of refreshing, if you ask me, because
the whole music scene right now, and so much of serious music is so self-congratulatory, and it's so serious about everything, and it's refreshing to see a band, in my opinion, that takes their craft extremely seriously, but really wants to make you laugh with what they do. I mean, it's not quite parody music like what they were doing with Esther's Follies before. Like, and it's not quite Weird Al Yankovic, where it's obviously almost audio slapstick. And it's not quite like, say, Richard Cheese, where it's just a slightly humorous rendition of songs you already know. But, you know, it's a strange middle ground there between serious music and comedic music. And I really love that. We see just too many serious people out there today. And it's really refreshing. Though that's not to say that all of their music is not, you know, really kind of serious and from the heart. While all of it's relatively silly, they do approach certain topics in their music that are kind of heavy. I mean, they approach these topics with their songs like Heart So Big or High Maintenance, which is about two various songs about girls that I guess one of the band members have loved, and one's so high maintenance and the other one has this big heart that's so messy when it breaks. And so, I mean, there's serious issues in there, but, you know, and that's not all gloom and doom. It's a lot of it's pretty funny. I mean, come on. I mean, what isn't funny about having a super high maintenance girlfriend? Or better yet, your friend has a super high maintenance girlfriend and she's ordering him around and leading him all around, and well, you kind of feel bad. It's kind of funny, you know, thinking back, it's the things you remember. And so I will give you a link in this blog associated with this podcast to get to the PJ's Facebook page and to get to their Reverb Nation page, where you can listen to all this music. You have what you just heard with You Love Me. We'll hear some of, you know, Some More Time. You can go and check out the song about the tattoo, 30-year-old tattoo, and you just really see what you want to listen to. We're going to finish the show with one of their songs, with the one that I just mentioned, actually, called High Maintenance. And so you can kind of see for yourself how they blend relatively serious topics with sort of upbeat, humorous overtones that, you know, make you think, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff in life. You know, a lot of it's real funny, too. And sometimes the bad can have a funny side. And I think that's part of the reason why they do what they do. They try to show you different sides of relatively mundane situations and make you laugh. And I really appreciate that. If you want to check them out live, there's a few different opportunities to do so. You'll be able to see them at a couple places coming up this month. One is at Bolden Creek Food Court on May 25th. And they have another show later at Red Eyed Fly with Fill in the Potholes, and I'll put the date for that one inside the actual blog itself. All right, well, thank you very much. This is Austinot Dusty Vegas, and I am wishing you a safe and happy week all the way here from good old Golden, California. And, well, keep it weird. I'll be keeping it weird on this side of the country. Thank you very much.
$60 lipstick, Prada shoes, Gucci handbags, country club dues, weekly body wraps and diamond rings, manicures and pedicures and lots of shiny things. I need a lock on my wallet, she can be such a stinker. She's high maintenance, but I like to tinker. Only the finest will do, nothing else. Time to work on the generator, tighten those belts. She wanna play tennis and fly first class. I think it's time for a tune-up, been too long since the last one. She's fast and streamlined, but not much of a thinker. She's high maintenance, but I like to tinker. She's drinking champagne, I call it fuel injection. It helps to ensure that the spark plug is gonna make a connection. It's hard to figure out what goes on inside her. She takes more time and work than a bee-eyed spider. Too much mascara now, oh, it's time to work on those blinkers. She's high maintenance, but I like to tinker. Thank you. much. Time to work on those carbs, man, I think she's running rich. She talks about her girlfriends, how much better they relate. It's time to check the alignment to make sure that she's straight. Still, there's nothing I can do. She caught me hook, line, and sinker. She's high maintenance, but I like to tinker. Still, every now and then, you know what? I start to feel like a sucker. She's high maintenance, but I like to tinker.